1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince.
A man was stabbed to death 4 days ago in an empty house, but no one notices.
First murder on the books in this part of town. Not what you bargain for when you buy your chunk of the American dream.
And then your dream becomes a nightmare.
Supposed to be with no Ben and Vince show.
I can't tell you. There's no way.
It's because we're back on the air.
On the air.
Air.
Like Jane Eyre.
Right. Or like, wait. No, that's a author, right?
That's a book.
Oh, what? I thought it was an author.
No, it was a book written by an author.
Wait, who was it written by?
It might have been one of the Bronte sisters, but I probably am wrong about that.
Jane Austen?
No, it wasn't Jane Austen. Maybe it was, but I don't think it wasn't.
Is Jane Austen a different person from Jane Eyre?
Yeah, of course.
Charles Dickens?
No.
Charles Dickens wrote that book?
I'm pretty sure it was a female author.
Oh my god. Oh, was it George Eliot?
Maybe. I don't know. Some of us should do some research about this.
Was it T.S. Eliot?
No, that's a guy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, he is.
No, T.S. Eliot is a girl.
No, T stands for Thomas.
Right.
Which is a guy's name.
No. Authors whose names are abbreviated do that because they want people to think that they're guys.
George Eliot wasn't abbreviated.
Right. But that's just lying. Okay. T.S. Eliot is just being, you know, just not telling the whole truth.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But no, T.S. Eliot was a guy.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
I believe me.
Alright, whatever. What about Thomas S. Wooden?
I really have no idea who that is.
Well, you should know. He has a school named after him.
Yeah, I know.
He or she.
I'm pretty sure. Well, I guess it could be a she. I don't know. But I mean, wouldn't it be T.S. Wooden then?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Maybe that's the same person as George Eliot.
T.S. Eliot. Wait.
Is this the same person as Elliot in the morning?
Is it the same person as Elliot Reed, who is a girl?
Truth comes out. Dealing with the issues, modern day issues of women and minorities in medicine.
Yeah.
See that, Scrubs.
And Grey's Anatomy.
Scrubs, moving on to ABC. Yeah.
How many more seasons do you think it's going to be on ABC?
Eight. No.
No?
Three.
Okay.
I don't know. No, wait. Grey's Anatomy. What's that girl's name? Sandra Oh.
Yeah, what about her?
She's on that show.
Okay. There's a guy in my middle school named Clifford Oh.
Clifford?
Yeah.
Is he related to Clifford the Big Red Dog?
I eat Clifford the Big Red Dog cereal for breakfast.
What?
Clifford Crunch.
What?
Yeah.
That exists?
Yeah, it exists.
Oh my god.
It's not that good.
Wow, way to endorse the product.
I was watching, I maybe have already told you this. I was watching Conan and Harrison
Conan
Ford
who?
was on, and
Conan who?
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, okay.
And Conan was like, yeah, so I saw the movie and I really liked it, and so I wanted to show a clip, but then the studio wouldn't let us show a clip because the movie wasn't out yet at that point, and they were being really secretive. And he's like, so, why can't we show the clip? And Harrison Ford's just like, it's not that good. I
The,
thought that was pretty funny.
I don't understand why they can't show a clip if they showed a lot of clips in the
Yeah.
trailer.
But oh, in the trailer, yeah, but they yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so and then Conan was like, "What? You're supposed to be promoting the show, I mean the movie here. Not doing a very good job of it."
I heard Jay Leno extended his contract.
Really? I
Yeah.
thought it was up by 2009.
Yeah, supposedly he extended it now.
Till when?
I don't
That's dumb. I thought the whole point was he told his wife that when he was 55 or however old, he would retire.
Dude, but he realized Conan's not funny.
What? I love Conan.
No, Conan is funny, but he's not funny on a regular basis.
That's not true at
He's
all.
funny like, I mean, he. I'm saying is, what I'm saying is he's very repetitive.
I don't think
He's
that's
very
true.
repetitive. He makes the same jokes,
I still
like,
don't think that's true.
for the whole week, and he always makes the joke that, he sucks at doing his job.
Right.
He always like, oh yeah, we're not doing a very good job here. Like, it's funny the first few times, but after a while, it's just true.
Okay. I mean, I only watch it every once in a while, so maybe I'm
See,
not getting the
that's
whole
why.
impression.
If you watch it every day, you'd be like, this is dumb. They need to show more Walker Texas Ranger clips. That was a good bit. It's quality.
My favorite was when they had on Quackers the Duck. And like
Yeah,
he
there's always all these like characters, like animal
Yeah, he's got characters.
characters. What's that about? Jay Leno, that's a professional.
Oh God, he sucks.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I like Jay Leno.
All right, well.
Jaywalking,
Yeah.
headlines. Headlines are the best. I love headlines.
Right.
You crack me up.
No. A professional, I think, is. I think you're
He
thinking of David Letterman.
has that monologue,
Yeah, that's completely unique to
But I'm saying his monologue is funny.
yes, that's true. A lot of people's monologues aren't funny.
Do you watch these other people like Craig Gerson or whatever his name is?
Ferguson, yeah, he's actually pretty funny.
Really? Isn't
Yeah.
he British or something?
He's Scottish, I think.
Oh, that's bullshit.
But he recently became an American citizen, I think.
That's not. That's that shouldn't be allowed.
That shouldn't be allowed.
What
Why?
about Jimmy Kimmel? Is he
I
funny?
used to think he really sucked, but apparently he's actually funny or something. I don't know. I mean, I'm basing this on what other people say, because I never actually watched him. Yeah. I think we can all agree that Carson Daly sucks, though.
Oh my God, does he still have that show?
I think so.
That's terrible.
I know. What is this saying about our society?
Dude, Earl from My Name is Earl watches that show.
Okay.
That's
Wait, the character
why he thinks.
Earl or
Yeah, the
the
character
actor?
Earl.
Okay.
The character Earl thinks that Carson Daly invented the concept of karma.
Okay.
It's
It's
pretty
funny.
funny.
She said you look like Jennifer Jason Lee. Lay. I had to make her repeat it. I thought for sure she meant you look like Jason Lee.
Hey, what's that from?
30 Rock.
This is a good
So yeah.
show.
Yeah, it is. It is a very funny show.
It's pretty funny.
Oh yeah, okay, so You know, I'm working at a place now, right?
You sound like a robot.
No, you sound like a robot.
I don't sound like a robot.
Dude, you do. You right now, you sound like a robot.
Okay, I think the listeners will all agree that you are the one who, in fact, sounds like a robot.
Oh my God, you are so robotic right now.
Okay, you're saying that, but in a very robotic tone.
That's exactly how I would describe what you just said.
Oh my God. That, what? That's not true at all.
It's true.
True.
You're like the robotest robot I ever roboted.
Said the robot.
No, you're the robot. Shut up. I mean, yeah.
Well, maybe you're the
Was that like, malfunction error? Your programming failed there, robot? That was going
let's go
on?
a break and see if we can't sort this out.
Right, see you later, robot.
It was a perfect day.
I love you, Mommy.
It was a perfect plan. This is our target, the nuclear power plant. If we capture the plane at precisely the right moment, they will not have time to shoot down the aircraft for a perfect attack. If they hit that power plant with that aircraft, the casualties could be in the hundreds of thousands.
God help us all.
Everything was perfect, except. What? What is this CPT?
That means the plane is gonna get here when it gets here.
They picked the wrong airline.
And don't come up here complaining and sh. You mother wanna come on here and act like damn fool? I'm about to go on break. You mother terrorists kill me off.
Soul Plane 2, the blackjacking. Come see why black incompetence.
Damn, that was flat as a mother.
Is our funniest weapon in the war on terror.
We can't let you through, homie. Hey, this Osama bin Laden nephew, nigga.
Well, I'm once removed. I know that.
I just fucking with you, dog. Go ahead, nigga.
Starring Gary Anthony Williams.
But you know what they say. When it's your time to go, it's your time to go.
John Witherspoon.
What if it's the motherfucker sitting next to me time to go, huh?
Monique.
It's very important this plane leave on time.
Damn, now are you yelling at me or shitting at me?
Snoop Dogg.
Hijacked. Them niggas ain't getting my whizzy. But Rizzy or for shizzle, my nigga, you know what I'm saying?
And 50 Cent as Air Marshal 50 Cent.
I stepped those tears. Or that trash.
Soul Plane 2, the blackjacking. Get ready. This time, it's going down.
This is a hijacking. Remain in your seats.
This nigga did.
We have a bomb on the aircraft. Everyone remain.
We're back. Oh, damn it. Hold on a sec.
Wow, real nice there. Going. I mean, we had a whole break just now just to sort this out. And now you have to take another break to do what? You go in the robot bathroom?
Excuse me for that. What?
How was the robot bathroom? Did you drain some fluids?
I wouldn't be talking, Mr. Robot, Nick Roboterson.
You're a robot. Didn't we already establish in a previous episode that you're a robot?
No, I'm pretty sure we established that you were a robot.
Sure of
robot.
That?
Yeah, I'm sure of that.
Oh my God. What a robot. You should
Oh
hear
my God,
yourself.
what?
Yeah, you're a robot.
I don't care who's a robot and who's a human. Let's just agree to sorry, I had a circuit error there. Let's just go on with the show.
Okay.
So, as I was saying,
this is like the first episode of C-Lab. We're talking
the first
about
episode of what?
C-Lab.
Oh, sorry, your robot modulator was like messing up.
Yeah.
So.
What were they talking about?
I haven't watched the show.
They're like, you put your brain in a robot body.
Oh, yeah.
And they start talking about when the war happens between humans and robots, which side are you going to be on?
So anyway, whose side are you going to be on?
Humans, because I'm a human.
I don't know, man. I mean, even if you were a human, don't you think the robots would win because they're, you know, they're better or something?
Not if I could help it. I think I had to kill you.
Yeah. Wow. Whatever, man. I'm going to be feeding off your life force pretty soon.
Yeah, okay, robot.
Right. So as I was saying, why do you keep holding the call?
To try to make you less of a robot.
I don't think that's
gonna. It's obviously not working.
Right, obviously.
What? Maybe are you underwater? What just happened?
We all know robots can't function underwater.
Alright, whatever. So,
hey, what if there was a female robot who wanted to act like a male robot author?
She'd probably go by T.S. Eliot.
T.S. Eliot robot?
Yeah.
I think that might...
If you're a robot, the law says your last name has to be robot.
That's just racist. Sorry.
Racist against robots?
Yeah, racist against robots. They're people too.
No, robots aren't people, they're robots.
Okay, well, what if you were a female robot trying to pose as a male human author?
Then I'd have to kill you.
Look, I'm none of those things, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
So that's what
I
was saying.
How do I know if I can trust you? If you're the one who I can't trust that I can trust.
Ah, good point. I'll give you my public RSA key.
What? Don't give me your robot talk.
Yeah.
Oh my god. There's such a giant delay right now.
Oh, is there?
Oh,
wow. Yeah, there is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. This is all your robot fault. You know that.
Alright. How are we doing on the delay?
Yeah, this is all your robot fault, just so you know.
No, it's your human fault.
God damn it. God damn it.
Alright. We're back.
Yeah. We're back.
Okay.
No. Wow.
I think we're pretty delayed.
Yeah. You call me. He's not calling me. It's friggin'. What is it? Violate the three laws? Robot? Friggin' robot. Robot. Robot! There we go.
I gave Skype some bad feedback.
What's up, robot?
I just did.
What?
You're such a robot right now.
No, I'm not.
Oh my god, there's such a delay.
Jesus Christ.
Are you on the moon or something?
Ear hole.
Yeah, boners.
So, the latest album from Talib Kweli is called Eardrum.
Okay.
You know, like, you know, the music goes to your eardrum. Which, you know, it's kind of close to your hole, I guess. But it's a good album. You all should get it. That's my review of Eardrum.
You're really in a reviewing mode today. Mood. I mean, not mode.
I mean, I was in a reviewing. I was in a reviewing mode last time, also.
Yeah, that's what I mean. This time and last time.
Yeah.
So, as I was saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, I work in a place now, right?
Yeah. Are you, like, not allowed to say where it is? Is it violating social security?
I did have to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Actually?
But, anyway. What?
Okay, go on.
So, there's this guy who works, like, he's in my department, but he's not in my office. But anyway, he looks exactly... No, it's not John Roberts. I mean, also, it's really funny. Everyone always says, like, there was, like, you know, Justice Thomas said this, and, you know, Justice Alito said that, and then whenever they refer to John Roberts, they're always like, the chief said this. And I'm like, that's pretty weird.
What about Jimmy Justice? Does he work there?
I haven't seen him, but it's possible. Anyway, so there's this guy, like I said, in the building who he looks exactly like that guy from Office Space, you know, the one, the fat guy, not the stapler guy, but the jump to conclusion Matt guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And he acts exactly like him too. It's really creepy.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with you working at the White House?
I don't work at the White House.
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean, the building is white, I guess, but... Vince, you know the White House is, like, hundreds of miles away from my house.
It's as big as the White House.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just to give you an update on how the working is going. It's pretty boring so far. Yeah. It was pretty funny, though.
A robot.
What?
It's because you're a robot.
No, if I was a robot, I wouldn't get bored. But anyway, yesterday, the boss wasn't there, so basically we just, like, sat around and, like, talked.
The chief?
It was pretty dumb.
The chief wasn't there?
No, that's not that the chief wasn't there, the boss of my, like, office.
Oh. Alright.
Besides,
well,
Supreme Court justices only work from October till June.
So the truth comes out. Working at the Supreme Court.
Oh, I think, you know, regular listeners already knew that.
Whatever. So, have fun being a robot. See you next time.
Hopefully with less roboticism.
Yeah. We'll see you next time on the Benefit Show with Vince Agard and Ben Strauss Robot.
I thought you were going to say Robot Ben. Also, can one of us be retarded?
I thought that's what hell was.
You know, like retarded Diego.
Oh, yeah. Sounds the same as regular Diego.
By the way, there's such a delay right now.
Alright, yeah. Really professional that we did here today. I feel like Conan O'Brien. We're doing a really bad job.
Ah, very funny.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. He's awesome.
Alright. See you later.